great is it when you see a whale?
I know. I, like, almost cried once when I saw a fin of one because I was so happy.
I can't imagine what you'd be like if you saw Migaloo the white whale.
I know. I would just be, that would just be the best.
Look, we never know when he's going to be passing, but we might this time round. He's making his way up the Australian coast, and one guy who's got the finger on the pulse is his official photographer, Craig Parry, who also has permission from the Department of Environment to get closer than usual to Migaloo. He joins us right now. Craig, what are the details on where and what activities Migaloo's going through at the moment?
It's a tough one because there's been a lot of reporting going on about where Migaloo is, but I don't think he's actually moving up the coast yet. We've had reports, but there's been no photo evidence, and it's kind of, I was out all yesterday, and other than those reports down south, we've had nothing up north to say that was him. So
where was he last seen then?
Well, according to there's reports that he was seen on the Gold Coast, and they were proved to be wrong because the helicopters got up there and had a look. And then probably the last reported sighting would have been, it would have been Port Macquarie, probably, or Port Macquarie.
Jeez, and that was, last week, though, yeah?
Right.
There is a chance he slips through, but I don't think so. I think it's quite hard for a white whale to slip past the entire coastline.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you obviously take photographs of Migaloo. Tell us what that experience is like.
Well, it's quite surreal because seeing him for the first time, it was as if an iceberg was just rising out of the water. And to have something white in a deep blue ocean and 40 tons and 40 foot long is quite amazing.
Right.
Now, you've got special clearances to get extra close to Migaloo. How close do you get? Like, is he about to hit you with his tail?
Yeah, no. You can never approach a whale. It's sort of they choose whether they want to come and see you or not. So what you do is you position yourself, 50 metres away, and if he chooses or it chooses to come and see you, it will. That's the only way you're going to get a beautiful interaction with an animal,
right?
On its own terms.
So you spend probably a lot of time being ignored.
Oh, all the time.
Now, look. As I said, we want to know when he's passing. Craig, is there any chance you might be able to give us the heads up see that he's coming by us?
Get the inside scoop.
Yeah, and migaloo.com.au is a really good website to get also that information, but I'll let you guys know personally once I know.
Fantastic.
Okay, Craig Parry, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.